It is Friday, July 27th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Support for KUAF comes from Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, presenting Declaration, Birth of America, through September 17th. This exhibit features one of 28 existing copies of the printed Declaration of Independence, typeset on July 4th, 1776. Documents from the Revolutionary Era and letters from King George to his commanders are also featured. More information online at crystalbridges.org.
The 2012 Fayetteville Roots Festival is Thursday, August 23rd through Sunday the 26th. This festival of roots music, local food, and Ozark culture will feature over 35 performers, including John Prine, David Grisman Folk Jazz Trio, Daryl Scott, and more. Tickets and more information are available at FayettevilleRootsFestival.com.
On this edition of Ozarks, a trip to an operating grange in Oklahoma. Jacqueline Froelich explains the nearly 150-year-old National Grange of Patrons of Husbandry.
Plus, Matt the Electrician, last night's featured performer in the Goalie Park concert series, talks to me about his journey from construction worker to full-time touring musician.
First, the Arkansas Board of Health is endorsing a proposal to expand Medicaid coverage in the state. That ultimate decision will be made by the state legislature, but the president-elect of the State Board of Health, Dr. Clark Fincher, says it should not be a political decision.
Given the facts as they are, that the Affordable Care Act is law, that we have the opportunity to add these 250,000 low-income persons to the ranks of the insured, and the huge impact that will have on the health outcomes for those people, and the very low, if any, cost, additional cost to Arkansans to do so.
The board's vote is non-binding, but Dr. Fincher says he hopes it will help sway lawmakers. Governor Mike Beebe has said he's inclined to support a Medicaid expansion. That would require the backing of three-fourths of the state legislature the next session that begins in January. This week, many Republicans in the state sent a letter to members of the governor's administration calling for a slow approach to the matter and asking for certain regulations to be tied to any Medicaid expansion.
An Arkansas congressman says his bill barring new federal regulations until the national unemployment rate falls below 6% is necessary legislation. Tim Griffin told our partner station KUAR in Little Rock that bill includes a catch-all waiver allowing the president to propose any regulations and send them to Congress, where legislators would have the final say.
And my bill only deals with regulations that have a $100 million impact on the economy. So those are the what are called significant or major regulations under President Clinton's executive order from the 90s. So it's a specific group of regulations.
The House passed the measure yesterday in Washington, but the bill is expected to not pass in the Senate.
The Rogers Historical Museum will be able to use a nearly $150,000 grant to help design the permanent exhibitions in a new facility. The $147,000 grant is from the Federal Institute of Museum and Library Services. The new Rogers facility will eventually be 27,000 square feet, with more than 6,000 square feet devoted to the permanent exhibits.
The University of Arkansas Women's Track and Field Team is the 2012 Scholar Team of the Year. The announcement was made yesterday afternoon by the U.S. Track and Field and Cross Country Coaches Association. Arkansas was named Indoor Scholar Team of the Year as a result of being the highest placing team with at least a 3.0 cumulative grade point average at the most recent NCAA indoor and outdoor meets.
Winds for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals lately have been as rare as thunderstorms this summer. But yesterday, Arvest Ballpark in Springdale had both a downpour and a Nats win. The Naturals defeated Tulsa 3-2 last night for just their third win in their last 24 games. Northwest Arkansas will host Springfield tonight at 7.
Yesterday's rain was a welcome change, but the National Weather Service says it's back to hot and dry for the near future. The forecast through Thursday calls for sunny conditions and highs between 98 and 106 for the region.